Texte numéro 131. Women rise up against the Islamic Republic. From distant villages to the steps of Tehran University in the capital, women are leading men. They are at the front of protests and rally the crowds by burning their mandatory hijabs, headscarves, cutting their hair and dancing in public. Their immediate cause is Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old student who died on September 16th after morality police beat her, apparently for wearing a loose hijab. But their grievances are fed by 4 decades of religious restrictions that have fallen heaviest on women. After a week of gunfire and killing, their protests are spreading. The social curbs are the latest in a wave of measures designed to shore up the Islamic Republic as a successor is found for the octogenarian supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In recent years, the Ayatollah has purged the regime of reformers and consolidated all branches of government under trusted zealots, such as Ibrahim Raisi, his hardline president. Trying to tighten control, Mr. Raisi issued a hijab and chastity decree that has emboldened the morality squads. These have removed posters of unveiled women in cafes and ordered the proprietors to replace songs with instrumental music. Their men, dressed in black and armed with batons, have put hundreds of women in morality centres for re-education, according to a human rights group. The battle over morality has become more technological since the revolution of 1979. These days, the authorities are planning to use facial recognition software to detect the underdressed on the metro, and an icon was recently added to the taxi app, Snappy, to report female passengers who are improperly attired. Fearing reprisals, some protesters are deleting their social media profiles, others are turning violent. State media have reported a series of lynchings of clerics. The regime is rattled, not just by anti-religious protests, but also by the prospect of economic unrest. Since 2012, GDP per head has fallen. Even as incomes plummet, prices are soaring. The regime blames American sanctions for the economic suffering, but Mr. Raisi's policies are exacerbating the collapse. He has tightened restrictions on the internet. The controls may make it harder for people to get the news, but they are also suffocating businesses. Still, the government shows no signs of backing down. A former apparatchik reckons it needs only 500,000 loyalists to control Iran's 84 million people. They have learnt from the Shah's downfall to take an offensive posture no matter what, says Yasser Mirdamadi, an exiled cleric and relative of the supreme leader. Many expect that after a few more days of killing, a curtain of fear will again descend over Iran. Adapted from The Economist, September 2022.